be receiving. Today I want to talk about receiving prosperity in our lives. You know, this is an important message right now, because for the last few years you have been listening to economists talk about how we're not in a time of prosperity, how we're not going to succeed, how we're failing, how so many of us are in debt. And it's easy for us as believers in God to begin to think, well, if this is the way it is, then it must be God's will. And we sort of just surrender to the experts out there that are telling us that it's a grave situation. And we start to kind of just lay back and decide, well, yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. We can't receive prosperity because that's not God's will for us right now. But the truth is, and we need to understand this truth so clearly in our minds, because out there the voices are getting louder and louder and louder that our economy isn't working, that Americans cannot prosper, that people cannot prosper. And if you keep listening and believing this, you're going to start to live this. But this is not God's will, and this is not God's way. Today, I want to strengthen you in the truth and the understanding that God wants you to prosper, that His will for you is to prosper. And it does not matter the economic situation or environment. That is not going to affect you because you are followers of God. And if you can believe this with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, that God's will is for you to prosper, no matter what the environment, no matter what the situation, no matter what the belief or the background, you too will begin to prosper because it is God's will for your life. There's a young lady that comes to Golden Heart periodically and works with him and receives guidance with him. And a couple of years ago, she received guidance to open a store. Now, in the physical, we'd be looking and saying, what kind of boneheaded idea is this? In the worst economic downturn of our lifetimes, you're going to open a boutique. Now, from a business standpoint or an economic standpoint, I'm sure the economists would have been saying, this is not a good idea, do not do this. But she wasn't listening to the expert, she was listening to the most expert, God. And in following God's guidance, she went ahead and opened this boutique. Well, next week, 2 years now, she is going to expand. She is expanding and opening this new location that is twice as large as the original location. So in this bad economic times, this lady did not only start a business, the business prospered and grew and doubled and increased in her life, and she received the benefits of believing in God and God's blessings and prosperity in her life rather than believing the economists. Now, you have a choice in life. You can believe in God, or you can believe in the experts and the economists and everything that they're saying. You can let yourself get caught up into what society is saying, or you can remember that you are a child of the Most High God, and you can remember the promises that God has for you in your life. What promises does He have for you in your life? If you can remember this, then you don't have to be affected by the environment. You don't have to be changed by the environment. This is a great example. Everything was against her if we look at the environment. It says everything was against her. And yet, because she followed the voice of God, she prospered in spite of it. See, God wants us to prosper. You know, sometimes we get into a mentality that says we're not supposed to prosper with God. You know, in my household, the phrase that was probably used the most is, money is the root of all evil. We had no problem with it in our house. There was no money there. And it was because of this mentality, though, that money is the root of the evil. If we look at that verse that says that, really the way it's written is, the love of money is the root of all evil. It is, you see, it's our perspective. There is nothing wrong with money. We have to remember that, you know, God is really wants us, prosperity is the freedom to do God's will. That's why He wants us to be prosperous, because it is the freedom to do God's will. So when we look at this verse about the love of money, it's about having our priorities straight. If we can know that being prosperous and having money isn't about loving acquiring and building a huge bank account or loving all this material stuff that we can acquire, but that it's a blessing for us so that we can be a blessing to others. When we have the mentality that money is evil, when we have a misunderstanding of that, then we don't have any money, as I noticed in my family. And I also noticed my father was a farmer, and what he did was, it was very interesting as I watched it, and even as a young kid, it didn't make sense to me. Quite often when he was buying something, because as a farmer you have to buy and you have to sell stuff, when he would buy it, it seemed like he paid so much more than it was worth. But when he sold something, he sold it so much less than what really the value of it was. And that's kind of a losing proposition. If you're buying something for more than it's worth and you're selling stuff for less than it's worth, you're not going to prosper. But this is the kind of mentality when you are afraid of the evil money coming into your house, you're going to develop behaviors that reflect that. And as a result, we had no evil in our house. We were in poverty. We were poor. Now, fortunately, you know, we lived on a farm, so we grew our own vegetables and we never starved, anything like that. And we had very kind neighbors that would give us hand-me-down clothes that we got to wear. So we weren't walking around naked or starving. So our needs were provided for. But God doesn't want us to just get by. He wants us to prosper. He told us to go out and feed the poor. Now think about this for a moment. How can you feed the poor if you are the poor? If you are the poor, God is saying you need help. So you can't be of help if you are the poor. That means if God wants you to reach out and help the poor, he's expecting you to be prospering and not be the poor. Do you understand that? He really wants you to be prospering so that you can reach out to the people in need. You can't reach out to the people in need if you have nothing to give them. You know, this is the important thing we have to understand in our life. He didn't want us to be the poor. He wanted us to be the prosperous so that we could reach out and help the poor and be of aid to them. I like what it says here in Deuteronomy. This is like a blessing or a promise that God is giving the people. You are the people of God. So realize this is for you. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 11, "And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. You will heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and be careful to observe them." If we are following God's commandments, if we are in alignment with God, he wants us to be above. He wants us to be the lenders and not the borrowers. Remember when this nation, called the USA, United States, when we used to have the belief that we were a nation of God-fearing people? We were the lenders of the world. We had plenty of money and we lent to those in need around the world. Today, since we have become a secular society, we don't believe that we deserve the prosperity of God. We don't believe we deserve the blessings of God. We have become borrowers. We are in debt up to our eyeballs because we don't believe that God is going to prosper us anymore. Look at the change of that, because here in this verse, it's saying we are supposed to be the lenders and not the borrowers. That means we are supposed to have so much prosperity, so much blessings that is above and beyond what we possibly need. So there's so much extra, we can lend it to somebody else. You can't lend if you don't have enough for yourself, because then you're thinking, uh-oh, what am I going to eat tonight? Right? But if you've got above and beyond, when you see somebody, you have so much extra, you know, I can lend. I can help. You don't have to be borrowing. You're supposed to be a lender. You're not supposed to be below other people. You're supposed to be above them. And I'm not saying above them, looking down on them, being cynical to them, but allowing God to bless you in prosperity and success so that he raises you up to the level of what he created you for. He created you for great things. And when you can receive that blessing, then you can be a lender and not a borrower. Then you can be a blessing and not a burden. God didn't want his people to be poor and to be burdens. If he did, he never would have asked them to break out of the bondage of slavery in Egypt and go to the promised land. He never would have come and walked on the earth to open the way for us to receive eternal life. If he just wanted us to be beggars and poor people, he would have left us in those bad situations, because we could have been just as much poverty there as we would be in the promised land. We could be just as much poverty in prison than we would be here, if that's our belief. So we have to have an understanding and really understand that God's promise is that he wants to bless us. And he's blessing us. Notice in this verse, he's blessing us in all things. In all things he's blessing us. And of course, there are priorities. It says we have to follow his commandments. And as it says here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto it. All these things, meaning your clothing, your food, all those things that you need. So there is a priority. First, seek the kingdom of God. Seek the things of God. Trust in God. Put your faith in God. Begin to know that it's God that prospers you. You don't become wealthy on your own. You become wealthy on receiving and believing in God. The Lord, this is from Psalms 35, 27. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. All of those that follow God are his servants. All of us that want to be in alignment with God and walk with him are his servants. He gets great pleasure out of us prospering. Just like a parent wants to see their kids succeed in life, a parent wants to see their kids successful and prosperous and thriving. I don't think any parent gets great pleasure out of seeing them suffer and poor and struggle. A parent wants to see their kid prosper, and the Lord gets great pleasure out of us when we are prospering. That is what gives him a great feeling, when he can help us to prosper and grow in our life. But we have to shake off the mentality that we're supposed to be poor, or that we have to be in alignment with what the experts are saying. We don't want to fall into that trap. We have to keep striving to be better and believing in the promises of God. You see, everything I read from the Word is God's will. That means it's God's promise for you, God's promise for your life. If you begin to understand these words that I'm reading are his promise, and you begin to live your life knowing if God promised me something, God doesn't break his promise. If he promised that those that follow him will prosper, then you begin to believe in your heart and know God promised me that I would prosper. That means you don't look around at the economic situation and say, well, it ain't going to happen for me. It's God's will that I just have to struggle and get by, you know, because everything's too bad. And that's just the way it is. And okay, God, I'll go with your will. That is not God's will. God's will is right here in the Word. And God's will says he wants us to prosper. God's will says he gets pleasure from our prosperity, from us being successful. He gets pleasure from that. And if we can hold strong to that promise that he wants us to prosper and be successful, we can stop living in a poor mentality or a beggar mentality, and we can start to strive to be successful. Recently, there's been a political kind of onslaught to the rich and the successful. That means they're attacking me. They are attacking me because God has promised that I'm going to be prosperous and successful. And he is attacking you too. If you are the people of God following God's promises, then you are being attacked. Your prosperity is being attacked. Your success is being attacked because God has promised you that you will be successful and prosperous. That means you are being attacked also. And every person who believes in God and walks in the ways of God and is his servant is being attacked also. Because God wants them all to be successful and prosperous. That means the political environment of attacking the successful is attacking every single person that believes in God. Every single person that walks in the way of God is being attacked. Because the whole promise of God is that he will prosper us. He will bless us. And whatever our hand does, meaning, and whatever we put our hand to that's in alignment with God's work, he is going to multiply it. He is going to make it fruitful. He is going to make it blessed. It is going to grow. It is going to succeed. And it's going to do it in spite of the environment or the conditions that are being set forth. So an attack on success and an attack on prosperity is attack on me, an attack on the people of God, an attack on God. Now, again, if we go back to that saying about the love of money, we don't want to get our priorities mixed up and suddenly make it all about the money. If that is our only love, or the love of things, and we know people that just have a love of things, and they know when the sale is low at Lowman's is on because that's where they spend their whole life, in the pursuit of material goods or the pursuit of money. And that's not what I'm saying. That's not why God wants us to be successful. God wants us to be successful, as I was saying, so we can be a blessing to others, so that we can have overflow, and that overflow can prosper those that are in need and do need help. It's not that we're just saving it for ourselves to see how big our bank account can get. That's not it. That's when we fall into the love, or, you know, we start to covet the things of money. When we start to covet it, meaning looking and seeing what somebody else has and going, well, he's got a whole bunch of money. How come I don't have a whole bunch of money? When you start to covet what somebody else has, now we've fallen into the evil of money. Because we're not supposed to be coveting what somebody else has. We're supposed to believe and know that God is going to make me prosper. And that if I'm fulfilling my purpose and following the commandments that God has put before me, then God is going to make it prosper. It is going to grow. It cannot help but grow. I mentioned this lady that opened the boutique. She could not fail. Do you understand that? She could not fail. There was no way she could fail, even though every economist was talking about how bad it was, how it's the worst we've ever seen in our lifetime. She couldn't fail because she had the promises of God backing her. Everything was pulling for her. Now that's an exciting thing. Knowing you cannot fail if you're in alignment with God, if you're following his voice, pursuing your purpose to the dreams that he has revealed to you, you will not fail. All things are possible. Here in Philippians 4:19, it says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ." All your needs will be supplied. God will supply all your needs. Isn't that a good feeling? Isn't that something good to know? That means to know. And it doesn't matter. And you might be looking at your physical situation right now thinking, well, I don't have a very good job, or I'm not making a lot, or I've got too many bills or too much debt. And you might thinking, this doesn't apply to me. You know the great thing about God? He never excluded anybody. He included everybody. And so you can't get caught up in the things that you're seeing around you. You need to believe in the things that God is saying. So even if your situation looks desperate or looks difficult or looks impossible, we need to believe that all things are possible with God. And when we truly believe that in our heart and stop looking at the environment that we're standing in, God will prosper us and help us to succeed, and he will bless our efforts in all ways. This is truly the blessing that God has been pouring out for us. We just have to understand it. Don't get caught up in the things. And I say this because I know that there are people in life today that have been hit hard by the economy. The problem is because you're believing in the economy. And we need to start to believe in God. And we need to start believing in the promises of God. And if we can start to really know that God's promises are never broken, they're always fulfilled, And as long as I'm in alignment with what God is saying, as long as I'm following the things that God is saying, it's going to prosper. It cannot not prosper. It has to. There's nothing that can stop it. There's nothing that can slow it down. He's going to provide all your needs. So we have to stop believing in the economists or the experts and start believing in the words of God. And the more that you can delve into His will, which is His word, then you'll know that it is written, and it is written on your life. It is written on your heart, and it is the promise of God that will come, that is possible. Here it says in Deuteronomy 8:18, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth." Think about that for a moment. It is God that gives you the power to get wealth. Often we're running after and going to little courses, wealth building courses, prosperity courses. I think that's the one thing that's really flourished in this time, is there are a ton of people telling you how to get rich quick. The get rich quick schemes have been prospering like crazy, and people have been flooding through the doors and filling them up. And the thing is, if you want a mantra to chant, you know, if that's something you want, read this first one that I read from Deuteronomy, where God is telling you that He's going to bless everything in your life. If you want to put something in front of your face that you want to remind yourself of day after day, Deuteronomy 28:11. Keep reminding yourself of the promises that God made. He said He is going to bless all things. He's blessing your livestock. He's blessing your land. He's blessing the work of your hand. He's blessing all of your efforts. And if you keep reminding yourself of that, because doubts are going to creep in. You're going to say, oh, that bill's coming up. Where am I going to get the money to pay that bill? You know, doubts will creep in. But go back to the promises of God and remind yourself, no, God said He made a promise right here. He's going to fulfill that promise. I know it, and I believe it. And the things that I'm doing are in alignment with God. So I know I'm going to succeed. I know I'm going to prosper. I know for me, He wanted me to be above and not below. He wanted me to be the head and not the tail. That's what it says in that verse. In all things, He wanted to bless us. And He wants us to lead. Because when we're walking with God, we know where we're going. Isn't it better to be the one who's walking with God knowing where you're going rather than following somebody who has no clue where they're going? Then you get lost. You don't know where the heck you are. In our life, you know, as we walk forward with God, we need to shake off the mentality that we pick up from society, the economy mentality, the poor mentality, the false beliefs that creep in. We got to shake them off, and we got to stand strong in His truth. And I know if we stand strong in God's promises, in His truth, in His word, in His will, in His way, if we stand strong in all those things, nothing can stop us from succeeding. Nothing can hold us back. There's no obstacle that can trip us up. We will succeed. We will receive the blessings. And once we have the blessings pouring into our life, then we can be a blessing to other people. If you've ever helped somebody, you know how good it is to be able to help them and assist them. You know, when you see somebody hurting and there's nothing you can do and you feel helpless about it, it's a very bad feeling. It hurts in your heart, and it torments your soul that you can't help that person. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. You don't have the resources you need to reach out. And God wants to put us above. He wants to put us ahead. He wants to bless us and prosper us, so that we don't have that feeling of being unable to help, but that we know we have abundance. Our abundance is overflowing and pouring out of our lives in every single aspect of our life. And so I have so much to give to those in need because God is pouring through me and it is overflowing in my life.